Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time for a phone call or two and a phrase or two from you, and then we'll get baseball in the mix. John, what else you got over there?
Oh, I got a couple of more terms I could share with you. Spike buck.
Spike buck.
The antlers are extra sharp.
Extra sharp. Spike. Are there any guesses?
No.
A spike is a buck that only has one tine on each side. So okay. It there's no branching, there's no 2 points on each side, there's no four, it's just so it's, one.
You wouldn't want that. That wouldn't be like your goal
wouldn't,
book,
wouldn't,
right?
Wouldn't be one that you're hanging on the wall. No, no. And depending on where you're at, and it depends on the state, depends on the counties, you might not even be able to shoot a spike buck. Sometimes you have to have a minimum number of points on a side. How about a nubbin?
No chance.
Well, it's like one of their tine broke off and it's just a
nub.
Not far off. I'm going to be very kind. A nubbin buck is a year-old buck or a buck
a baby?
That the antlers that are growing have not yet pushed through their hairline.
Like Rudolph.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, well, his pushed through, I guess. But they're little.
So a lot of times when you shoot a nubbin, they look like a doe.
Oh.
And so, you know, you could tag it as a doe. And again, it skirts the laws of you can only shoot a buck with, you know, sides, you know, antlers on each side. Okay. Fletching.
Fletching.
I actually mentioned this already.
You did?
Yes.
Shows how much we're paying attention. Mm-hmm. I don't
fletching.
Know.
Fletching. Yes. I mentioned it when I was talking about the bear shaft.
Oh, it has something to do with the bow?
With the arrow.
Is
yes.
The arrow?
Fletching. There's
the back
there's
of the back arrow?
There's three fletchings on the back of an arrow. Okay. And what would you guess that those fletchings may do? Sometimes they're feathers. Sometimes they're plastic.
It lets you know where your bow is.
Well, yes, you can see it, but it stabilizes. It stabilizes the arrow as it flies.
Makes sense.
It's kind of the wings of the arrow. Let's stay with the arrow. How about a knock?
Is that the end of the arrow?
Yes, it is. But which end?
The end that goes in.
No, no. That would be, you could have a broadhead, you could have a field point. All of these are terms that I have brought up. No, the nock would be on the back end, and it's a notched, called a nock, that you put in the bowstring so that it stabilizes.
I thought it was the front because it'd be the one who knocks, right? You're the one who knocks. It's going to be the first thing that arrives.
Yes. Last one, we'll stay with the bow hunting. Last one, and then we'll move on with this, and we have another couple of callers to get to. How about a peep sight?
It's like your
aim?
Your little
close.
What you look at through? Oh, you're
no, no, you're close. Go ahead.
I don't know what they're called, but it's like the little look hole
it's the hole in the string. Yes, yes. Please, again, tune in on Twitch because this is very visual.
to set up your aim.
Yes, it's the hole that you can have in your bowstring that you're lining up with the sight.
It's in the bowstring.
Yes, there's an actual hole, and there's a little disc that you can put in there. There's a lot of different versions of the peep sight, but yes.
Thank you, John.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bill and Warren. Let's get to the phones. Bill, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great, man. Best time of the year. Heading north on 75. We're going up between Cadillac and Traverse, where there are still deer. There are no deer in the UP. People got to get over that. I'm a hunter-gatherer. We're going deep in the woods, tents, wood stoves, the whole nine yards.
Mm.
I'm meeting up with guys from all over the state. We all played football up at Michigan Tech. Another caller called in about shooting a 450 Bushmaster. We refer to ourselves as the 450 boys. We have a great success rate. We're doing camp for a long weekend, and we're all set up ready to go up there already. I'm heading north to meet them.
Wonderful. So you mentioned it's the best time of the year. I think it is certainly one of the best times of the year. How long have you been preparing for today and obviously tomorrow morning?
Oh, I got ADHD, man. I started packing at like midnight last night.
Good luck, Bill. Good luck, Bill.
We've been prepping for a while. We got a couple guys that live in the area. they set tents up, and then everyone gets out of work today and meets up there. So it's kind of like it's a test of manhood. You know, deer hunting is a dying thing. If it's not in your family, more than likely you're not going to hunt in life. So, yeah. You know, you got to get your kids involved and keep it going.
Yep. Hey, taking your kids is one of the greatest things and greatest experiences that you can have.
Absolutely. I got a couple boys right now. I think we're going to have a couple kids up at deer camp this year, and there's probably four or five boys that are going to be raised in that. So we're excited about that. But I got a quick joke for you guys.
Oh, please do.
Sure.
What's more expensive, deer nuts or beer nuts?
I don't know. Which one?
Well, you can buy beer nuts at the store for $2, but you'll always find deer nuts under $1. Have a good one, guys.
My God.
Thank you. The stand-up comedy hour will continue. John, let's shift gears here.
Okay.
We brought this up yesterday in passing, but I want to give it a little more room to breathe today. And we were talking yesterday about the a la carte streaming options. And before we took a phone call, I did read the quote from Scott Harris. Remember the woman's reaction?
Yeah.
Just an audible like groan.
Oh, yeah.
We should spend a little time on this.
Yeah, we'll go back to dad jokes.
Scott Harris on Javi Baez platooning next season. Quote, it makes sense on a whiteboard. Says, we'll see how they perform and how they respond. First, we have to get Javi healthy for that even to be a possibility. I feel better about the shortstop position now than I did as recently as 5 months ago. Will fans revolt if Javi Baez is on the team to start the season?
Yes, they will. It's we've seen enough. And part of it is the contract. Well, a large part of it's the contract. A large part of it is his best years are well behind him. He's had plenty of time before they went down this road of injury, surgery, and hoping that solves it. Like, you go through the song, right? The shin bone connected to the leg bone, connected to the hip bone. Like, the hip bone's not connected to the eye bone. Like, yeah. It's just not, all right? Yeah. So if you're swinging at things that are in the opposite batter's box, to me, that's not a got to get your hips through it. You could swing, you could turn. That to me is just you can't read major league pitching.
He is the opposite of everything Scott Harris has preached for this organization, owning the strike zone and drawing walks and avoiding high strikeout numbers. Javi Baez is the worst culprit in the league, and you're not getting any power that comes with the swing and miss. If you want to platoon him, I don't understand how it makes sense on a whiteboard, because Javi Baez hasn't hit lefties for 2 seasons. And you know if he's against a righty, they're going to just throw it in the other batter's box and he's going to swing and miss at the breaking stuff. He can't hit any pitchers of any hand. It does not make sense to play him at all, to have him have a roster spot at all. Now, if they want to play this out where they want to use his injury as a potential means to some sort of injury settlement where they don't have to pay the entirety of the contract in the event of a buyout, okay. But he can't be on the roster when the season starts. If they're not willing to spend their money to make him go away, how can you ask fans to spend their money to come and support this baseball team? You are not a serious team if Javi Baez is taking up a roster spot.
And it's just a hole in the lineup. I mean, it feels like it's automatic out. It's in an inning where you get 3 outs. You're going to it with 1 out already in the books. And it's just the amount of times, and I know that there's been some moments, like, you know, the first game was against the Red Sox, right? And he wins it by the shot off the field or off the fence. You could probably go through the highlights and remember all of them because they set themselves apart so much from what Javi Baez does on a regular basis. And you're paying, $5 million per moment per season? Because there's only 4 or 5 of them.
Well, and that's the problem. It's a roster spot. You're looking to upgrade the roster. You were 1 win away from the ALCS. Him being on the roster would only be because his salary commands a spot, but it doesn't have to. You're paying him either way. It's a sunk cost. He will get paid either way. The fact that you would burden your baseball team by insisting he's on the roster is an issue. And I think Scott Harris is a smart baseball guy. I don't feel like I say that enough on the radio. I think he does a poor job communicating to the fan base.
Well,
I don't know what good comes of this comment right now.
He gave himself an out.
Yes, but you know what I think unfortunately happens here? Because they're going to wait to see if he's healthy, it means they're not going to address the shortstop position in free agency.
That's the big concern, is that they don't even look or consider any other option other than, are we going to have Javi or not? Not, are we going to not have Javi and add somebody else? Well, that doesn't feel like it's an option.
Because these two are going to platoon. That's the way it looks on the whiteboard. By the way, Sweeney hit lefties better than righties last season. Right. Small sample. Why would you block Trey Sweeney? Give him all the reps at shortstop at that point. Like, that's where the messaging has been all wrong from Harris. And what's more important is not his messaging, but his actions. But, John, the messaging has been, oh, the payroll question. We're not going to block guys. Javi makes sense on a whiteboard. Like, you do realize how this sounds to the Tiger fans that you want to ingratiate yourself to, that you want to believe in this baseball team.
Well, and you kind of already mentioned it in regards to the things that he is preaching. Scott Harris is preaching the value of the strike zone, whether it's on the mound or at the plate. There's no bigger villain
of
the strike zone than Javi Baez.
Listen,
the out is
if he's hurt.
If we've got to find out if Javi can get healthy.
Ticket text, phone calls, your reaction if Javi Baez is on the opening day roster to start the season. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out, and for less than $3 a day. And today, you can go and try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, look, it's bad enough that Javi Baez has not been bought out yet, but the idea that the president of baseball operations says it makes sense on a whiteboard to platoon him next season with Trey Sweeney is a concern. And I'm not going to freak out until it actually happens, but I think the fans will revolt if Javi Baez is on the roster for opening day. Even if the plan is to platoon him strategically only against lefties, he hasn't hit lefties the last 2 seasons. It's not John's point about him being healthy. He's undisciplined. He's awful in the strike zone. He swings and misses. And it's more pronounced against righties because the breaking pitch goes in the other batter's box.
I almost feel like he didn't finish that sentence where he's talking about it works on a whiteboard. I feel like the finish to that sentence is, but it may not work in real life.
That's what I'm hoping. And ticket texters and phone calls, you guys can react to this. I think a texter makes a good point. He says, I don't care as much about Baez as if the Tigers don't add a high-quality batter and pitcher. That would make me more mad. In other words, they could stomach Javi being here.
As long as they have somebody that can produce.
Yeah, if they say, hey, we're going to add a couple real impact guys, and then it's not a question of, oh, the team doesn't want to spend the money to get rid of Javi because the team just spent the money to add impact players.
Right.
You could offset it a little bit. I still wouldn't love him taking up one of the 26 roster spots, especially for a manager like AJ who utilizes all 26 roster spots.
Not just, I mean, taking up a roster spot, it's taking up a spot in the lineup.
Yeah. Let's get to Chris in Hazel Park. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got an idea. Mentioned platooning short. What about Wenzel Perez at short with Trey? He's hit righties pretty well last year. And then it opened up a lineup spot in the outfield to go get the bat.
So I think they like his outfield defense overall. He's a switch hitter, so he's not an ideal platoon candidate, to be honest. And I'm not sure that I know he's an infielder in his past. I don't know that he played a lot of shortstop. That's not a position I just want to drop somebody into. I'm sorry, what was that?
Just curious. I when Javi is staying here, it makes me very. I'm worried that they haven't done anything yet. And
well, I wouldn't worry about that yet. It's still early. Nobody's been signed of note right now.
Right.
I'm not trying to do the panic routine. I'm just telling you and relaying to you what they've said and what the reports have indicated. And it does not appear to be an offseason where they are gung-ho, looking to make a splash, looking to build the momentum from last season with some big external additions. If you combine that with Javi also coming back, it's going to be real hard to sell this fan base that you are serious about building off of 2024's maybe miraculous run. That's the other part of this. How real was it? To me, John, I don't really want to get caught up in how real last year was, because if you think it was real, it's a reason to add. If you don't think it was real, it's a reason to add.
Yeah.
I almost don't think it matters to get caught up in that part of it. Sam in Utica, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I've been season ticket holder for the last 5 years, me and some friends, and I just cannot stand Javi Baez anymore. So we've already canceled ours, and it might be a little preemptive or quick to judgment, but I just don't want to go through it. And when you guys did the call earlier, Javi Baez is the Greg of the Tigers, okay? He hung up in the middle of the season. He has to go.
Yeah.
So by not being able to do another season of Javi Baez, does that mean you've been a season ticket for 5 years? If he's a part of this roster, are you thinking of not renewing your tickets?
Exactly. I'm not going to do it.
Now, Sam, what about the point that the texter made? What if they added Bregman, but you still had Javi on the team? Would that kind of cancel each other out and you'd still be on board?
I'd like to see Guerrero on the team, Vladdy.
Sure.
The Tigers need to go after him.
He's younger,
on the table.
Younger than Bregman. You'd have to trade for him, something Harris has said loosely that they are willing to trade. They have a great farm system now, credit to Scott Harris. They are willing to trade some of those guys and pay guys. They just have to be the right guys. Toronto would have to be willing to move Vladdy, but he'd make a lot of sense for the Tigers.
Think about what's happening here. End of the season, adamantly, nobody wanted him on next year's team. Did anybody?
No.
Now the pivot is, see what they're doing to us? They're making us say, well, if you go get so-and-so or so-and-so, then we can stomach Javi. Javi does not deserve to be on this team. He is not going to get better. It's not because of the injury, the way he's performed. He's just declining from what he was, and he was always a strikeout hitter. They never should have signed him. They overpaid him, and you need to move on. And guess what? We want symbolism. The symbolism here is that they buy him out, and you take one, you know, that would make Chris Ilitch look good, right? Scott Harris look good.
Yeah, you take a bullet, basically. You say, you know what?
You're paying him no matter what.
Yeah.
I truly believe what they're doing here is setting up for an injury settlement, and that'll save the Tigers money.
Tom, I'm okay with that.
They want somebody else to pay it, or they want some, like, whether it's through some sort of insurance or injury settlement where they don't have to pay the full freight. I think that's what they're doing.
As long as they are willing to pay the freight regardless, they're just exploring this, that makes sense to me. But it will be at the cost of not addressing the shortstop position in the offseason, because they have to see how healthy Javi is. So if you're not going to address shortstop, more onus on addressing third or first.
See, I'm okay with addressing first and third and not shortstop. I don't think Trey Sweeney should be sharing time with somebody. Like, if that's going to be your guy that you kind of take the bullet for in the infield that doesn't hit much maybe, but can defend, and he proved he can defend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you let him grow and let a young player, you take, like Parker Meadows last year. Yeah. Maybe you go through that experience with Trey Sweeney. Okay, let's do it. But it's anybody but Javi. Javi does not deserve to be on the field anymore. He is not going to turn this around. It was 2 years ago where he was supposed to turn it around. It's not going to happen. It'd be the most stunning thing in Detroit sports history if this guy turned it around and became somebody that could actually help the team.
He was a negative one WAR player last season. Even if he's healthy, I don't see him turning into the Javi Baez they thought they were getting.
He's the antithesis of what they want.
He is. Ticket Texture says, was considering a game package for next season until I heard the Harris comments and the plan to drag out Baez baseball corpse another season. I'll be a single game ticket buyer for now at this point. Mark from home. Texture says, you and everyone on this station needs to realize it has nothing to do with Scott Harris. And it has nothing to do with Steve Yzerman. The Ilitches have become the new Fords. Chris isn't going to spend any money. Tracy on the way to Warren. No GM is just going to bash players under contract or tell the press and every other GM, yeah, we're just going to cut him. No one would do that. No, but you just cut him.
Yeah.
The season's over. He doesn't have a place on the roster moving forward on a good competitive baseball team. It's one thing to say, hey, we're not any good. We're just going to eat it while we rebuild. You made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
You cut him. And if you want to explore the injury settlement, fine, but don't do that while failing to address the infield this offseason. Javi on the roster equals a boycott. Not going to give Pizza Boy any of my money if they aren't serious about winning, from an unnamed texter. Mm. Yeah, not great, John.
Yeah.
Not great. We will get to Heather's news. We have Dear John today at 9:02. John, you want some prompts on that?
Yeah, give me one.
Your prompts today are family recipe, family heirloom, a hunting debate, and when to let my son go hunting.
Mm.
So a nice mix coming up at 9:02. Heather's news. We've got Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random person that you're never going to meet. Visit AbrahamandRose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
It's Ken Cal's call. It's felt like the Red Wings are treading water at best this year, but if they're going to go on a run, they need Edvinson in his first full season. They need better goalie play. Talbot was good last night.
Mm-hmm.
Still were outshot. Crazy stat we looked up pre-show. The Red Wings have been outshot in 11 of their 15 games. The four games they outshot the opponent, they lost all four.
Mm.
Pistons played last night as well. Looked like a win until it wasn't. They got a favorable call late. Ron Holland missed two free throws. They go to overtime, and Giannis had himself a night. Scored 50-plus. Bucks win shorthanded, take down the Pistons. Pistons, 4-3 in the last seven. That's kind of refreshing. And even the losses have been down to the wire losses for the Pistons. We've been talking about the Tigers. Some of your ticket text. Javi Baez makes sense on a whiteboard to platoon next season, according to Scott Harris. Ticket texter says, you guys aren't giving any credence to the impact the injury would have on his ability to hit and defend.
So if it was only last year...
Right,
Make the argument.
John, last year he was a negative one war player. He was terrible. He hit 184. His OPS was 516. If you want to say some of that is the injury, okay. What's the excuse in 2023 when he played 136 games and was a 0.6 war player? His OPS was 593. And he didn't hit lefties, by the way. So I'm not sure how the platoon thing is supposed to work. When he was fully healthy in Scott Harris' first year, when Harris watched these games, he couldn't hit lefties. So I can't get behind the idea that he wastes one of those valuable Hinch roster spots. The idea that they would go into the season not addressing shortstop in any meaningful way because Javi has to have a chance to come back from injury. No, you buy him out. You eat the money. It's there either way. He's getting paid either way. Don't burden your baseball team. And John, could they still make other moves to maybe soften the blow? Yeah, if they add like a real third baseman or a first baseman, they bring in a starting pitcher with some caliber and pedigree. Yes, it would still feel like they half-assed it if Javi Baez is on the roster.
So I'll say this. Does the injury affect his ability to make plays in the field? Sure.
Sure.
Does it affect his ability, like a lack of power at the plate?
Sure, I'd buy it.
Does it affect his decision-making in when to swing at a ball that his bat can't even reach, even if it was twice as long?
No, he was already a hyper-aggressive swinger, and that's he would go after that stuff, and the case would be, well, he can't get to it anymore because of the hip. You know, I do think they're positioned for an injury settlement. One thing about that, if he takes that, I don't know if he can go on and play again.
Sure he can.
Like, the thing is, if you just buy him out, he can go play anywhere. But taking an injury settlement, okay, well, all of a sudden then...
Damaged goods.
Yeah.
And if I'm an insurance company, if he's playing for somebody else, how do I feel about paying
it? It may affect the level of contract, but he can go... Yeah, he can double dip.
Yeah, of course. It's just, it might impact the insurance of all of it. Ticket Texter says, go get Willie Adames, signed Rocky. I don't think that's in the cards. Texter says, you know what makes sense on a whiteboard? Juan Soto in right field, Bregman at third. Like, what are we even talking about?
That's why I don't think, like, he was mid-thought and didn't finish the sentence. I know I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but on a whiteboard, and then he follows it up with, first, Javi has to get healthy. What was missing was, okay, it works on a whiteboard, but in reality, it may not actually be
translates
a part of the equation.
To our baseball team. Yeah, this one says, Harris comes off as a con man and the smartest guy in the room with some arrogance. He's had... the typical ego of thinking he can build the team and find unpolished diamonds, can't stand him, will never buy more than a single ticket. Thanks, J-O-C-Q. Okay, a couple things. I do actually think he's a smart baseball guy. I think if you look at their farm system and player development, it's clear he's made an impact on this organization. Do I think he could be better polished in his messaging to fans? Yes, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we will judge him on his actions. Not whether or not he sounds like a con man. That's what I promise to do. I will judge them by the actions they make. It's a super pivotal offseason.
Wouldn't it be great to give Harris some truth serum? Do you want Javi on the team next year?
Is there a mandate? I think that's a fair question. Is there a mandate?
Yeah. It's like, and now AJ's going to have to answer all this in spring training again?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to Heather's news.
If you haven't yet raked your leaves in the yard, you might not want to. If you have, I mean, it's kind of surprising that nobody has yet. Like, I can't imagine not. We have,
right.
Because we have so many leaves.
Yeah, like, it's unavoidable.
We've already raked or blown the leaves, like, at least three times.
Oh, yeah.
And there's more to come because there's still leaves on the tree. But anyway, if you haven't done that, you've let the leaves sit on your yard, you might want to just leave them there because state officials are encouraging the no rake movement and sharing how leaving the leaves on your grass this fall can benefit the environment. So they say, one, letting leaves stay on the ground throughout the fall, the winter, and spring is good for the environment because it provides a home for different animals and insects. You know, you've got the chipmunks, the toads, the caterpillars, the turtles, the box worms.
But isn't it bad for your grass to leave like a ton of leaves?
For your grass, yes. You will pay the price.
Yes, but
because you know what it sounds
providing
like?
Providing a home for these.
Yeah, it sounds like it's, no mow May, where it's like it's an excuse to be lazy and not keep up with your yard.
Your yard is going to look like crap later on. But whatever, yeah. I'm sharing how it's good for the environment.
Plenty of
right?
other places where they can make their homes.
I didn't make this up.
Yeah, no, I think I sent it to you.
Keeping a layer of leaves is beneficial to the environment because as the leaves decompose, they nourish the soil. So they basically act like a natural fertilizer.
So does all the dead grass.
So if you decide to leave the leaves and then you don't use a leaf blower, which is what we do, so we're being very bad for the environment. They say a leaf blower, if you don't use one, you're reducing air pollution and fossil fuels, so... That's good. Anyway, if you're going to get rid of the leaves, like most people do, there are some things you can do. Like if you want to leave the leaves, but you don't want a thick layer of leaves, you can kind of break them up to ensure that some sunlight does get down to the grass below.
Oh, so mulch,
so mow them?
Mulch your yard.
Yeah, you can.
Basically what they're saying.
Yeah, you can like use the mower and mulch them and leave them there. Or you can just go out and kind of like...
Spread them around more?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Evenly, yes.
Now, where does taking down the leaves stand?
Well, you have to take them down first, right? So we'd have to ask Stoney, I guess.
Yes.
Am I missing something?
I need some context. Remember? That was pre-me.
No, it wasn't. I think that was with you. Remember when Stoney said, something about going out instead of raking the leaves, he's going to take them down or something like that?
Like go to the branches and take them off the trees?
I would remember that.
Oh, my.
All right.
I would certainly remember that.
I don't know if you were here or not, but I remember his...
Heather was here.
Yeah, I was here. Yes, he had to go down and take the leaves. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both recently targeted by burglars. So both of their homes in the Kansas City area were broken into. Thankfully, nobody was home at the time, so they were not there. But nonetheless, on Wednesday, Mahomes discussed the situation, calling it frustrating and disappointing. Makes sense?
Right.
I think we all could understand how it would feel if there was a burglar in our home, right? Porch pirates, you guys, could cost Americans $76 billion this holiday season. because clearly we know the holidays are upon us and people are doing more online shopping than ever, which means we're having packages delivered to our door all of the time. And these porch pirates are ready to strike. They're on the prowl. One in six Americans report they've already had a package swiped this year. And because of this, there's some things you can do to make sure this doesn't happen to you. Most people are installing like the cameras, the doorbell cameras. Do that. Not that that's going to stop somebody, but you could maybe catch them there. Or you can see when your package is delivered, right? That, oh, something's there on my porch. I better bring it in. And they say that's what you should do. Set up tracking on all of the packages you order so you know when they have arrived at your home. If you're going to be out, you can ask your neighbor, hey, could you go grab the package? Or you could maybe have the delivery guy. You can tell them not to put it right on the porch. They could take it to the side where maybe the garage is. You can put it in different locations. But obviously they say, hey, don't leave it sitting out there, right? That's the key. Like, don't give the porch pirates the opportunity to get your goods. But that's a lot of money.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, we have the Thursday Touchdown. Stay tuned, 97.1.
You guys, the holidays are here, and this year, get your girl what she really wants. Skip the big box stores and surprise her with a Beauty Bird Day package. Amy Wise and her expert team of nurse practitioners can help create this custom package just for you. Now, it could include Botox or microneedling or any number of their premium services. But guys, don't worry. If you don't know exactly what to choose, Amy can walk you through everything. What I love is that Beauty Bird always delivers a natural look that will leave your lady looking and feeling confident and beautiful. Don't struggle with the holidays again this year. Visit them in Commerce or head to mybeautybird.com. That's mybeautybird.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.